Hi, and welcome to Small Business Heroes, the show that's all about and all for small business owners. Today, I'm talking with Lorraine Peery, who is an author, entrepreneur, and speaker, and is a specialist baby boomer coach. She works with baby boomers to help them reignite their business mojo. A regular in the media and a prolific blogger, Lorraine taps into her experience in business to bring to light the challenges that baby boomers face. Now, at 53, she hit the wall of baby boomer burnout, worn out by the business treadmill that made every day feel like Groundhog Day. Sure, we've all been there. She found inspiration in creating Relaunch Your Life, developing powerful programs combining small business and life coaching. These are designed specifically to help baby boomer business owners renew their business mojo, avoid burnout, and create more fulfilling, balanced lives. Lorraine Peery, welcome to the Small Business Hero Show.
Well, thank you, Scott. And if I didn't know you were an accountant, I would have thought you were made for radio.
Oh, yeah. Well, certainly with a face like mine, I'm made for radio. So, Lorraine, tell us a little bit about what you do for small business owners, that, especially in those baby boomer areas.
Well, a lot of baby boomers, they're going through the stage of their life where, you know, they've been working for a lot of years. And right now, often can they look at to and so many baby boomer business owners have been in business for a long period of time. They want a bit more enjoyment. They want to wind down a bit, have more fun back into life. So they get a bit concerned about all that. But sometimes they just don't know what to do, you know. And that's sort of where I come in.
So is the baby boomer generation nearing retirement now, or are they sort of sitting there after the GFC sitting, well, I've got to just keep working until I pop off?
It's a combination. It's a combination. A lot of them that I've been working with, you know, they're sort of in late 50s, early 60s. Some don't want to actually wind back at all because it's their purpose, their baby. They just want to reignite a bit more spark. But as you know, as you get older, you do have to start looking at your finances and have you made enough, or you have a comfortable, you know, style of retirement. And for many baby boomers and those that are in business, they definitely may not have that at all.
Now, Lorraine, I'm not a baby boomer. I'm a sort of a more Gen Xer. And I know in my life, there's been so much changes, especially since post-2000 in relation to the internet, the way that business is being done. I can only imagine the amount of change that baby boomers have to comprehend in their business lives. How are they adapting to this change?
Well, slowly for a lot of them, you know, a lot, because I work a lot with in the financial services, like accountants and what have you, some of them are really, you know, behind the times. They're sort of in their bubble. And not recognising that they've got to change, because if you're green, you're growing, and if you're ripe, you're rotting. And many are rotting, and you can see that. You can see how they present themselves, you know, when they get tired, worn out, and over, they get worn out and over it over everything. And then they also start to pile on weight and just, you know, and just not even, you know, be good to be around.
So how much does your program then delve into the mental aspects of baby boomers and the business owners?
Oh, well, quite a bit, because I'm a combination of I wish there was someone like me around when I got tired, worn out and over it, by the way. Yep. I couldn't find anyone who understood the business, now, the general business coaches, procedures, systems and processes. Now, I wasn't interested in that. I needed someone who understood business, but I needed someone who could understand the mental side and what I was going through. So, yes, definitely. We've got to find out why have you lost your confidence? Why have you lost your mojo? What's stopping you making decisions right now? And there's a whole lot of things. They're often scared to make decisions in case those decisions don't work out and they may not be able to come back from them. So when you say, do you look at the mental side? We certainly look at that side of things as well. But once we get clear on what they want to achieve, then we look at, okay, how we go about doing it. Because it's all right working out, you know, what, but then you've got to take action. And what I call is make shit happen, because it's no good just thinking about it, getting knowledge and doing nothing with it, because you're still stuck in the same place.
Yeah, absolutely. What are the danger signs for baby boomers that they may be hitting a wall, that they might be getting to that Groundhog Day stage? Is there any sort of warning signs?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. They get very, obviously don't feel good about themselves. They get grumpy. They don't really take part in life. They get non-communicative. They have this feeling sometimes they just don't want to get out of bed in the morning. They've got nothing to look forward to. And often they let their business go. So I've seen this many times where, you know, you're $25, you know, I'm not sure what the exact rates are, but your $25, $30 an hour person is running the whole show, and, you know, and they've left the building, you know. So they've got this business, but somebody else is running it and not doing the best of it, you know, for them. And so they sort of abandon ship. You know, they check out.
Is it something that they can bring a younger person in and give them energy to keep going, or is it more, no, they've got to get right in their own mind that they can then re-energise the business?
They have to get themselves sorted first before they bring someone else on board. You can't outsource that. You know, it's about regenerating yourself, reinventing yourself, recreating yourself so that you can be happier and healthier. You know, ignite that spark back into life again. You're not dead and over it, but you could be very quickly if you lose that spark and lose your sense of purpose in life.
Really good point. And I think I'm going to ask you, if you don't re-energize yourself and reinvigorate yourself and get that spark back, you just decide to either close your business or sell it for a very minimal amount. What happens to those guys? I mean, do they find any happiness on the beach in retirement?
No. People are scared of retirement because it's like, well, what am I going to do? Because that's their whole purpose. That's their baby in life. That's why it's really important to when you're going to do that transition from having a, you know, your own business and you're going to move away from it or transition and sell it, it's really important to get the steps in play and look at what are all the different challenges around it, have a plan in place, and then gradually make the transition, because these things don't happen overnight. It does take time. It's about getting their head right around it too, and you know, and feeling good about what they're about to do. It's very, very important. I had a client, an accountant, you know, ideal for my target market, been in business since Christ was born scenario.
I know him.
Nearing the age of 60, and he'd checked out, you know, unhappy about everything, relationships, work, staff, everything. He just wasn't having enjoyment and something to look forward to in life. So we basically got him sorted around that, and then eventually, he's actually sold the practice and will be going back in just consulting part-time. But it's been a process. It's not a two-minute job. These things can take months, depending on where they're at already in life.
What's the number one piece of advice you could give baby boomers who may be approaching that Groundhog Day type of feeling?
When you get that feeling, quite often you're on that burnout phase too, just burnt out by life in general. Best bit of advice, get help. You know, go to someone, and I'm not saying go to your accountant or people like that, because that's not where you need to be. You need to go to someone who can help you see what's really going on, get clear, and really help you regain your confidence again and get clear on where you want to go and help you to get there. And that's what I do. I specialise specifically, though, with the baby boomer business owners, because they're the ones, they've lived a lifetime and gone through a whole lot of stuff in their lives, and you've got to really understand them. You know, going to someone younger, they don't get it.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's just fantastic advice. Thank you, Lorraine. So these people that are watching or listening to us or reading the blog, how can they find out a little bit more about you and find out if they do need that sort of help?
Sure. Well, they can go to my website, which is relaunchyourlife.com.au. And if you're feeling like you're tired, worn out and over it, or you got this feeling, don't avoid it. Give me a call, 0411 145 166. Because when you get like that, particularly for men, you can start getting into depression, and who knows how far you can go if you don't get the right help to, you know, ignite your spark again.
Great. And we'll make sure that those details get just put below the video that you're watching right now, so that you can contact Lorraine. Lorraine Piri, thank you so much for talking to us today on Small Business Heroes. Certainly a lot of small business heroes out there that are in that baby boomer phase, and I'm sure I walk around small business and I see a lot of people looking very jaded and burnt out. So anyone who's out there trying to reinvigorate and re-energize those people who have done so much for our community and our society, it's just a wonderful thing that you're doing. So thank you so much for sharing with us today. My name's Scott Trevor, and I'm from Scott Partners and Go Global Bookkeeping Services. It's been a pleasure to bring this show, Small Business Heroes, to you today. If you'd like to contact us, we're at www.scottpartners.com.au or www.goglobalbookkeeping.com. I'm Scott Trevithan. You're listening to Small Business Heroes.